mama eh, mama eh, oh yeah.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Dee. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will be knocking on your doors. So relax and let me take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Today, the African beat will start off from Sierra Leone, and this is Boogie Down by Morris. And right after that, I celebrate with Wakanzi of Nigeria and Paduze by JK of Zambia featuring Yemi Alade. But let's boogie down right now. Ben Morris from Sierra Leone. This is Hot Tune. Enjoy. Morris.
I go give you good loving. Every day and night I give you good loving. Oh, I love the way you whine for me. When you drop it, look at you, it's like doggy. Baby, girl, you don't scratch on the bread. Now you love me, walk on me head. I want to see you naked on me bed. Love the way they keep me again. Any minute, minute, me money more high. Baby, girl, just drop and go low high. Take me money, take all me dough high. Love the way you do when I go so high. Any minute, minute, me money more. Baby, girl, just drop and go low. Love the way they give me body so high. Take me money and take all me dough. Boogie down. Baby, boogie down, boogie down, boogie down. Turn up the fire for me, baby. All the man, then they jealous. Cause be with me and me, baby, they turn up. Oh, I, hey, baby, you know they mess up. It's happy to the thing where they make man mess up. Hey, I, girl, it's sexy. You kill me, too. It's happy to the thing where they kill me, too. Girl, it's sexy. I've been doing that thing where they kill me tea. Baby, girl, you don't spot on me bread. Now you love me, walk on me head. I want to see you naked on me bed. Love the way they keep me again. Any minute, minute, me money more high. Baby, girl, just drop and go low high. Take me money, take all me dough high. Love the way you do when I go so high. Any minute, minute, me money more. Baby, girl, just drop and go low. Love the way they give me body so high. Take me money and take all me dough. Like doggy, boom. Girl, you sexy. You kill me, tea. It's happy to that thing where you kill me, tea. Sexy. You kill me, tea. Baby, girl, you don't spot on me bread. Now you love me, walk on me head. I want to see you naked on me bed. Love the way they keep me again. Any minute, minute, me money more high. Baby, girl, just drop and go low high. Take me money, take all me dough high. Love the way you do when I go so high. Just drop and go low. Love the way they give me body so high. Take me one in to call me go. Boogie down, boogie na na na, boogie down. Fire, fire, baby. Boogie down, boogie na na na, boogie down. Turn up the fire for me. Boogie down, boogie na na na, boogie down. Fire, fire, baby. Boogie down, boogie na na na, boogie down. Turn up the fire for me. Eh. I go give you good loving every day and night. I give you good loving. Love the way you wine for me. When you drop it, look at you, it's like doggy.
I jubilate, I celebrate, I was there, I want. That you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beat.
Thank you.
Baduze, JK from Zambia, featuring Yemi Alade, and right before that, I Celebrate the Sound of Wakonzi from Nigeria, and Boogie Down by Ben Morris of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, where we bring you all the beautiful tunes from across the continent. And we want you to just feel good and feel part of the show. Don't forget to keep writing to the show. Write to africanbeat@voanews.com. Send us your emails, your comments, and we'll be right here to read them for you. And now let me just take this email, which reads, "Hi, David. I am an African in America every Mondays to Fridays of the week, but I have never been in the studio with you during the African Beat Show. Ha! My regards to Simon Bolos Dunga, Samaila family, Mariam and Johanna Piakman of Federal Locust, all in Tefewa Belewa Bauchi State in Nigeria. This is coming from Billy A. Boka in Tefewa Belewa. Special greetings going to all of you, not forgetting all the Billy Bokas out there. And so, let the music roll. Go Higher is a brand new tune by Stoneboy of Ghana, just released today from this great man. And right after that, Nana by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania, featuring Flavor from Nigeria, and Najmin by Russia of Sudan. But let's go higher right now, the sound of Stoneboy from Ghana, brand new, releasing today.
Mr. K.
Like a bullet spinning. What is written is written in the book of life. None of them start timing. Yeah. Mato asike. Mato asike. Ala mato asike. My way plan attack but too late. Mato asike. Mato asike. Ala mato asike. My way plan attack but too late.
Them they visit for me. Yeah. Them they visit for you too. Them they talk about me. Yeah. If your body don't want you, I'm
gonna play me like a liar. I'm gonna go to the top of fire. I'm gonna play me like a liar. If you didn't do that, you would die.
Them they visit by me, yeah. Them they visit by you too. Them they talk about me, yeah. If your body don't want you,
I'm gonna play me like a liar. I'm gonna go to the top of fire. I'm gonna play me like a liar. I'm gonna do it like a liar. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na.
baby, but I see you to me. Get on and make a show much. It's time. If we never more.
Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Thank you.
Najmin by Russia of Sudan, and before that, Nana by Diamond Platinum and Flavor of Nigeria. And at the top was Go Higher, the sound of Stone Boy from Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. When I come back on the show today, I'll be talking to Fred Smith Jr. from Liberia. He's a Liberian journalist who is attached to LIB Radio, an African internet radio station based in Silver Spring, Maryland. So stay tuned for my talk with Fred Smith Jr.
Hello, everyone. This is Fatmata Karoma from Miss Culture Intercontinental. You're listening to The African Beat with David Vandy on Voice of America.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, I have a special guest in the studio. He's Fred Smith Jr. Welcome to The African Beat, Fred.
Thank you, David Vandy, for inviting me in, and especially being in the nation capital, having your acceptance of your invitation. I'm delighted to be here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And is this your first time in the capital city?
No, I always, but this has been a long time. So this is a deserving time.
Okay. And you're based in California, right?
Based in California, but I've been spending some time in New Jersey.
And you broadcast with Radio LIB in Silver Spring.
Yes.
And it's Diaspora African Internet Radio Station.
Yeah.
Before you actually got into the internet broadcasting, how did you all start?
It started very funny. One was my graduation gift from my mother. She brought me a powerful radio as my graduation gift from St. Patrick. And I did not know that was going to be the turning point of my whole career. But I think I have a special gift. I was just so fascinated about me, about information. I wanted to grab information wherever I could find it. And being I had this powerful radio, shortwave radio, I could get any news around the world, whether it was BBC, Voice of America. And I used to be the one, you know, Africa, like a storytelling. Mm-hmm. I used to tell people what's going on around the world. Around the world. And I was that person just telling people. Then one fortunate for me, I went to visit Grand Bassa County, one of the 15 counties in Liberia. And I saw the invasion of the county by red ants, the big ants.
Mm-hmm,
and I started questioning. I said, why ants are just invading and nothing is being done, government, to do something about it? When I asked that question, I didn't know that was going to be my turning point. So I wrote a letter to the late Rufus Dappold, and I sent a letter to the editor. Government need to do something. I became a politician now, writing a letter, not knowing he called me and said, you know what? You have a tendency of become a good journalist, and I think I will train you. And he took me under his arm at the New Liberian newspaper, and that was history.
And that was it. Fred Smith Jr., the journalist, was born.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's good to have you here. And now you are attached to Radio LIB, the internet radio station based in Silver Spring. But you broadcast from California or everywhere you go.
Anywhere.
Anywhere you can broadcast from,
yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Let's take a piece of music. I'm going to play music from your countrymen. And this one is from a country lady, actually. She's called Nimba Burr. Nimba Burr is also from Liberia. And she's hot. Hot. When I say hot, her songs are really good. And she calls this one Jiggy G. You know, Jiggy G by Nimba Burr from Liberia. Let's take this one.
Jiggy, jiggy, jiggy,
Going to be talking about more music as we play music from the continent. You know, that's what African Beat is all about. We bring in all the best music from the stars there, and even the younger folks that don't have a platform where their music could be heard. African Beat tries to reach them so that their music could be heard all around the world. But let's look at Liberian music from your perspective. You know, you've been there, and now you're in the diaspora. We have a lot of Liberian musicians that go around, and also when you were back home, how would you assess the music industry in Liberia and also here in the diaspora where we have a lot of Liberian musicians?
I think we go into another transition where the younger generation that I was not around or privileged to be around giving another side of our music, while the veterans, they are abroad, keeping the other aspect of our culture. So we see a two culture, whether they are interacting or giving a diversified approach to our culture. But the younger generation went through the Civil War and came out of the Civil War, recreating a culture that unique to them, while you have the veteran trying to keep to the culture that we grew out of. So you see both. Now, sometimes you get lost to say, which is our true culture, or we have to embrace all of them as our culture. So that's the test for us as a journalist.
I know, I like that one. We ask, you know, which is our culture? The one of the olden days, you know, or the one after the Civil War that has actually transformed the lives of these younger folks, taking up their own style, their own way of doing things.
Yeah.
Well, I want to believe that. I think we should see how we can blend
both together.
Yeah. And we try to see how we can accommodate the younger folks into our business so that they can learn also from what they don't know about. And we also can look at what they do and don't cry them down, but also see how we can help them improve on what they do. I like that. Thank you so much. And, well, I know you are in the capital. You are actually having fun. You're enjoying yourself. So tell me about your little stay so far in Silver Spring.
I went to, you know, every year. I think I missed last year, but a good friend of the family, always, her birthday is July 4th. So every year she celebrates her birthday on July 4th. And so every July 4th, my relative in New Jersey, we travel here.
Like a family reunion?
Yeah, the family reunion.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's past that date, but you can just give her a shout out.
Yes, her name is Amma Williams. She's in Silver Spring. So Amma Williams, You never thought I would be in a unique place like the Voice of America on David Vanney's show and sending you a request. So this is a surprise birthday treat for you to Amma Williams, she's in Silver Spring, and all those around the world who knows her. Her birthday fell on July 4th, just like the president's daughter, Malia. Her birthday was on July 4th. My niece also, Malia Dania, on July 4th. So we know a lot of people.
You have a lot of July 4th to celebrate. All right. Well, just before I let you go and, you know, and I'm going to play one more song. I just got the song from, Bradford Lloyd of Radio Firestone, from Liberia, and it's called The Light Rush. But we'll come to that. What actually do you do on LIB Radio?
I'm the producer and host of one of the popular show on radio LIB called What Should I Say? And so my job is to bring the best of what is happening in the diaspora as well as what is happening on the ground in Monrovia, Liberia.
Well, I want to wish you all the best in that. I hope that we'll find some other time to hook up and get some more chat.
And lastly, before I end, July 26th will be our Independence Day, and they will be having a culture festivity on the grounds of the Republic of Liberia. So I want to say happy July 26th, if I don't have the opportunity to tell everybody who listening to me right now. Happy July 26th. My 26th is on you.
All right. Yeah, I like that one. All Liberians tell me that my 26th is on you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, for all my friends out there in Monrovia, Liberia, wherever you are, as long as you keep listening to the African Beat, that was the voice of Fred Smith Jr., a journalist right here in the United States of America with Radio LIB in Silver Spring, a diaspora African internet radio station. And so, as he leaves, I'll now play this song by Takun J, and Takun J sings, They Lied to Ross. I don't know what he's talking about, but he just says, they lied to Ross. I'll be right back.
My people, where you at? Where you at? Wake up from your slumber. Stop sleeping. Whip your hands, whip your hands, whip your hands, whip your hands. Come on, come on, come on. I know you're sleeping now. You gotta whip us more, yeah? Okay, let's go.
They lied. The people fool us, the people lie to us, the government betray us,
they betray us
so much.
They lie.
The people fool us, the people lie to us, the government betray us. They can lie, they can steal, they could not support
us. We tired with their lies. We tired with their promises that led us to a lot of damages. We tired with that speech they preach in D and now unique they deceive us. The thing we saw, it frustrates us. So why did you lie? Why did you steal? Why did you allow the sterility to be? We just tell you that why we vote for you. For you fool us. You screw us, you use us, and little on abuse us. So why the government should lie? Why? But that's the question that we ask.
They lie. The people fool us. The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They betray us.
I said they lie. The people who are so, the people lie to us, the government betray us, they can lie, they can steal, they could not the corrupt,
no one to trust. My people don't want to hope on
nobody.
My hope that I have been broken.
I'm telling you, brother.
So where are the schools? Where are the roads? Where are the doors that they said they were for? But they too selfish. The people tire with their rhetoric.
The people tire.
You see the reason why we ask why the government betray. They have enough of time, but yeah, they stay, they delay. People suffer. No war, but people crying for hunger.
Look at.
Your vision and your mission, your intention to the nation, they poor. You got nothing to show.
Nothing.
So, why? The government should lie. Why? But that's the question that we ask.
They lie. The people fool us. The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They betray us.
I said they lie.
people who are so, the people love to us, the government betray us. They can lie, they can steal, they go not to go around the airport. With their promises that led us to a lot of damages. We tied up with that speech they preach in D, and now you need to deceive us. The thing we saw, it frustrates us. So why did you lie? Why did you steal? Why did you lie? They say the things so grief. You see, we just tell you that why we vote tell you. But you fool us. You screw us, you use us and little and abuse us. So why the government should lie? Why? But that the question that we ask,
they lie. The people fool us.
They lie to us. Thank you very much for being on the show with me, Fred. And you're listening now to the African Beat on the Voice of America. You just joining me. It's a pleasant welcome. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You're listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. You love the show. We love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. The African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting to you from Washington. And now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Lamin Ba in Monrovia, Liberia. And Lamin simply writes, African Beat at the Voice of America is the best amongst the rest. And Muezi Samson writes from Uganda, Kabale District, I am always listening to the African Beat as I am doing right now. Thank you very much, Muezi Samson. In Uganda, Kabale District. Well, now let's get back to music with Mina Yo by Meja of Kenya. And right after that, Hustler is back. And the music is back by Fally Ipupa from the Democratic Republic of Congo. But Mina Yo right now, the sound of Meja from Kenya.
Yo. Uni Meja. Bitya Kega. Eke Okongo. Yo. Me nayo. Nimeamka na hangover, ile mbaya naumwa na medula. Kichwa na ilingia nimebleki, kutia ndani saini asubuhi. Njana kelea maji ya wali na shindo hizi ni gani gasi yangu iwaki kuisha na bishi ya jirani anisaidie kiasi nasikia nadai kumzoea nayo ingia na wacha viatu kwa mlango mwezo wa kuingia nazo roots nayo ebu kesi kwa shake ngwelo ili noma jo influence nayo tunapiga rotation to the left iko sele river nayo anadai kuna sembe kuna mboga ukitaka chukuanze kujibonda mi nayo lakini kwanza nona msupa kuruka kunchangana nayo ana biology amejibeba ana malego kuiva nayo kumchapia you're not just my type to even have a ride kulengwa nayo naendelea kuhasu nikitafuta wako lakini nuksi tu kusota nayo nelekea maskani kutuliza akili na hadithi za zamani ketepa nayo mathria number 4 inasimama mbele yangu ah ni best yangu bahati nayo anadai
mchapeba school moja
nasikia fiti
mshahara nayo
leo konko lazima niharibu mwili nina senti
kuflos nayo
napitia kwa bucha nipimie kakuota no sineke mifupa
kastek nayo
ilona kula nyama na selimia ya kila mtu nikujisikia tu
kuringa nayo
tugasilisha nanunua mafuta da ilo upimu wanajua la
kuchora nayo
ni saa moja kusha kuwa magizani nilekea manyumbani
giza nayo
same time na pitia kwa kichochoro
hey, hey,
kidogo
Christiana, Pasalosia, Sasa, Marie Rims, coiffure. maasha kiwa tunda ana maiti dibeti kapamba Max Medina Mamolina Nzombo Baby Senzo Alors ma soumi, Nana Lotula, Dani Koussier, Bigoten Boy, Zina Koussou, Rafila, je suis le grand coup. Felicia is on encore et toujours for life.
Hustler is back, Fally Ipupa from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Minayo by Meja of Kenya. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again, I am David Vander here in Washington, leaving you now with Let Me Love You, popularly known as My Sweetie, the sound of the late Bonnie Mack from Sierra Leone. Bonnie Mack passed away on July 11th. And African Beat will be having a special tribute next week for this great man. So you can send in your tributes to africanbeat@voanews.com. Or you can also send it to the African Beat page on Facebook. Send me your tributes and it will be on the show. Now, with Let Me Love You, I just want to say bye-bye and rest in peace. Bonnie Mack from Sierra Leone. You're my